What seems to be an obvious priority to some doesn't always appear that way to all. Prime example of this is the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. This is a fund which was set up to offer financial benefits to first responders, others who fell ill in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. Now, you would think that when it came to funding a program like this, considering how Congress loves to spend our money, the fund would have been handed a blank check that would have never become null and void. Well, guess again. Instead, Congress would permit the fund to operate for a few years before forcing it to stop its work as debate ensued about whether to keep funding it. Just brief recap of the history of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. It was created September 22, 2001. Air Transportation Safety and System Stabilization Act is what it was called. It was put into law establishing the original Victim Compensation Fund. Claims are limited to individuals who were present at the World Trade Center Pentagon, aircraft crash site in Shanksville, Pennsylvania at the time of or in the immediate aftermath of the aircraft crashes at those sites on September 11th. Also included were passengers, crew of any aircraft that crashed due to terrorist activity. December 2003, the original fund closed to new claims, having made awards totaling just over $7 billion to just over 5,500 claimants. January 2, 2011, rising concerns about injuries, illnesses incurred by first responders and others who were exposed to Ground Zero toxins. That's what led President Obama to sign the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act of 2010, which reauthorized the funding for the Victim Compensation Fund. Move up to December 18, 2015. President Obama reauthorized the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act 2010 for an additional 5 years. On February 15th of 2019, a special master of the fund determined that funding would be insufficient to pay all pending and projected claims, announced reductions in awards. Then it was on July 29, 2019, when President Trump signed the Never Forget the Heroes Act into law. This extended the Victim Compensation Fund's claim filing deadline from December 18, 2020 to October 1st, 2090, and appropriates any such funds as are necessary to pay all approved claims. If you don't want to do the math, it took our government 18 years to do the obvious. 18 years. There have been occupants of the D.C. swamp who have been stepping forward in recent days to claim they've always been there for the victims of September 11th. Many of those people who are saying that are liars. What they did, they only added to the horrors that thousands of victims were forced to endure. You can find out more about the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund at vcf.org. vcf.org. And if you haven't yet and you believe you are eligible, that's where you can start the claim process as well.